Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung. Thanks a lot for joining us as we take a look at the book. You know, everybody wants to know, well, in the Bible, there is a name mentioned of a nation that will come against Israel in the last days. In fact, there are a number of names found in the book of Daniel, chapter 11, Ezekiel, chapter 38, and Psalm, chapter 83. Well, if you would like to understand who the Lord, through those ancient Jewish prophets, was referring to today, then it'll be a big help if you get a copy of our 5-hour audio series on CD entitled Alignment of the Nations. We're going to look at that, in fact, as they will come together to form a coalition to go against the Jewish state. That's the title of our study today, Alignment of the Nations. It's the same title of our entire series. We'll tell you how you can get your own copy of this 5-hour audio series on CD. But first, let's listen to the Alignment of the Nations.
Revelation 13 is the detailed information about the Antichrist who is going to come to power in the tribulation period, the one world ruler that will be ruling and reigning from different locations, which we'll look at. Chapter 13 of the book of Revelation, see what it says. Here, another apocalyptic literature book. And he's going to be using symbols, but they're going to continue to interpret themselves. Look at verse 13, excuse me, chapter 13, verse 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea. By the way, back in chapter 7, I failed to point it out to you. In verse 4, it said, all of these four beasts rise up out of the sea. And here, the sea is talking about the Gentile world. Because that's the four kingdoms. They were Gentile empires that came into existence. And so now it's saying the beast, and we're getting information about the Antichrist, will rise up out of the sea, the beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns. There are the 10 horns again. And upon his horns, 10 crowns, and upon his heads, the names of blasphemy. What was he going to do? Daniel 7, he's going to blaspheme the Most High. Speak terrible words against him. That's the design of the Antichrist, to blaspheme. Boy, this world is set for that, isn't it? I walk into some high schools, and I can't believe the language I hear. I go into junior high schools, and it's unbelievable what they're saying. But when I walk into an elementary school, and I hear them talking worse than a sailor, I know the scene is set for blasphemy. It's unbelievable. There's one rock song that has two words in it, God and damn. And that's what some of your children or grandchildren are listening to. Blasphemy. The scene is set for the Antichrist. But the 10 horns. Now, we need a definition. Go to the 17th chapter of the book of Revelation. Excuse me for running all over the book, but that's what you need to do, as there's information that you've got to pull together. 17th chapter of the book of Revelation. We'll look at this more tomorrow night, but look here in verse 12. Here is now a definition. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. The Antichrist is going to come out of the revived Roman Empire. Putting together Daniel chapter 2, the iron legs, the Roman Empire, and the toes, the 10 toes of iron and clay, the revived Roman Empire. Putting together the 10 horns of Daniel chapter 7 with what it says in Revelation 13, the Antichrist rising up out of the Roman Empire, or the revived Roman Empire. And then going over to chapter 17. Chapter 17 is talking about a one world church that's going to come into existence. And the one world church is going to be basically undergirded by the revived Roman Empire. Those 10 nations coming together, those 10 kingdoms, or those 10 units, whatever it may be, are going to come together, and out of those 10 horns will come the little horn, the Antichrist. So after the rapture of the church, the first thing that must take place is that these 10 confederated units must come together and form the United States of Europe, maybe? The European Union? But Brother Jimmy, The European Union already has 18 members. I know that. I'm not stupid. But I also know this. Less than 2 years ago, they had a meeting of those putting this whole structure together in the city of Rome. And they decided there was not parity among all these 18 nations of the European Union. Parity, equality between them. You have Germany, one of the major economies of the world. You have Portugal, almost a third world country. And why should they be on an equal basis in the European Union? And so their decision was, what we will do is divide. This is documented on public broadcasting system. It's documented any place you want to go. We will divide the European Union into 10 regions. Isn't that an interesting number they chose? 10 regions. And so after the rapture of the church, 10 units come together, 10 horns. And out of those 10 horns comes the little horn, the Antichrist. So after the rapture, before the tribulation starts, you have to have the revived Roman Empire coming into existence, the Antichrist coming on the scene. Chapter 9 of Daniel. Go back to Daniel right now. Daniel chapter 9. And let me show you something. In Daniel chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. And again, there's some other meat you need to have, but let me just tell you, Daniel 9, verse 27 is talking about a seven-year period of time. It's this 7 years right here between the rapture of the church and the revelation of Jesus Christ. The last week of the 70 weeks of Daniel. It's the last 7 years of the 490. 483 were completed when Jesus Christ stepped on the Mount of Olives. Luke chapter 19, verse 40 and following. And he made the statement that day as he wept over the city of Jerusalem. Not wept like a tear in Luke 11, 25, or whatever that verse is. I think it's 25 or 35. When he wept over Lazarus' death. Oh, that was just a tear trickling down his cheek. In Luke 19, he wept uncontrollably. That was John 11:35. He wept uncontrollably in Luke 19 as he looked over the city, realizing what Daniel's prophecy was. The city would be destroyed. The temple would be devastated. He wept uncontrollably. And he made a statement, if you'd only been reading the book, you'd have known us to be here today. Boy, that's good for us today, too. If we'd only read the book, we know when he's coming. And by the way, that was the end of 483 years, 69 of the 70 weeks. In fact, if you mathematically add it up, after the command to go forth and rebuild the city, it was 173,880 days on the dot. He didn't show up a day early or a day late. Showed up right on time, the day he was to be there. Boy, that'll preach to a Jew, I guarantee you. And so here it is, 10 horns, little horn, comes out. And here it is now. The Antichrist is going to come on the scene for this seven-year period to begin just a minute. But what's he going to do? Daniel 9:27, the last 7 years of those 490s. Daniel 9:27, let's see what it says. And he is Antichrist, shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. A peace treaty. A peace treaty. May I show you this? Judy and Jimmy and I were in the Arava. The Arava is an extension of the Jordan Valley below the Dead Sea, down at the Red Sea. That afternoon, we arrived in Eilat. There was a special meeting for journalists. Every major journalist of the world had gathered here. Out in the desert, over 1,000 journalists. Every major journalist you know of. Peter Jennings, Tom Brokaw. At the time, Connie Chung was working for CBS. You had CNN, you had Jimmy DeYoung, all the great journalists were there. and they said, hey, listen, this whole thing has been set up for you journalists. This is a staged presentation. It was going to be the peace treaty. See, that was the 25th of October. On the 26th of October, 1994, they came forth. Who? King Hussein and every political from Jordan. Yitzhak Rabin, Prime Minister of Israel, and every political from Israel. President Bill Clinton, Warren Christopher, Secretary of State, and all their entourage. They came as close as from me to her. And I stood there reporting as they signed this peace agreement. It says right here, the Treaty of Peace between the State of Israel and the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan. They signed this agreement. I got home.
Somebody called, Jimmy, is that the peace agreement of Daniel 9:27? No, it's not. In fact, after the Camp David Accord, they asked me the same thing. After the Oslo Accord in 1993, they asked me the same thing. I said, no, it quit bugging me. Then I decided I better go back to the book. What does it say there, Daniel 9:27? And he shall confirm. You know what that word confirm is? Gabar in Hebrew. You know what it means? Or what the King James translated it to mean. Confirm, strengthen, make stronger. You want to know something? You don't strengthen something, make it stronger, or confirm it, unless it's already on the table. This is the peace treaty. Along with the Camp David Accord, the Oslo Accord that's not working, since the Oslo Accord was signed 5 years ago, in 5 years, more Jews have been killed by Palestinians than for the 45 years before. I'm just trying to set it up for you. The revived Roman Empire, when are they going to be in existence? After the rapture. Three things have to happen. 10 confederated units have to come together. Out of that confederation comes forth the Antichrist. And then the Antichrist takes this piece, this one right here, this peace treaty that's not working, and says, I can make it work. I can confirm it. I can strengthen it. I can make it stronger. It's on the table. After the rapture, if we got this on the table, maybe you don't understand where we are. Let's continue on.
You've been listening to a Bible study that is focusing in on what will happen in the last days as the nations come together to go against the Jewish state, forming a coalition to try to wipe Israel off the map. As has been said by the president of Iran, President Ahmadinejad, and in fact even the leadership of Hamas, has called for Israel to be wiped off the map. Well, that all comes together in the alignment of the nations. You need to have your own copy of this 5-hour audio series on CD. It'll help you understand what is going on even as we have been studying together. In order for you to get your copy of Alignment of the Nations, go to our website, prophecytoday.com, and you can go to the shopping mall and make your order. Or if you'd like to call our toll-free number, there are people in the office standing by to assist you. That toll-free number is 877-674-3298. That's 877-674-3298. Make your order today of Alignment of the Nations. And by the way, as you study through this Alignment of the Nations, you'll realize that we are quickly approaching the time of the rapture, which could happen at any moment. And having said that, there's nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until...